You just wanted it. Yeah. Okay.
Can anyone joining us virtually, can you hear us all right on the city of Washington end? All right, I've got thumbs up. Great.
Yeah, I think it's just for things, but like report from the public or presentation from the public. So that I think it's under, so we won't be able to take a vote on it.
Oh, and this thing.
Yeah.
Yes. That's, I just wondered this.
That's what right. This is. Yes.
This agenda is the same. It looks like this.
Yeah, the agenda is the same. Okay. I think this is just presentation from the public.
I'll be ready in 1 second. All right, everyone, I'm 6 o'clock p.m. We'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Silence cell phones if you have it, and remove caps if you would. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Galt?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Pettit-Majeski?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here.
And we have quorum with all city councilors present. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I have a motion from Steve and a second from Fran to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now that we have an agenda, a couple opening comments. First, welcome to Deanna McCusker, our new city administrator.
Welcome.
And welcome to everyone that's joined us to give public comment or indicate support of things later. That'll come up later in the meeting, and I'll give some information at that time. Happy to have you as well.
Thank you.
Our first item is the consent agenda. We have 10 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Motion to approve consent agenda.
I have a motion from Danielle for consent agenda items 1 through 10. I have a second from Steve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Those consent items will be paid. We'll move on to claims. Kelsey, if you join us for claims and financials.
Good evening. I did receive a few questions ahead of time that I will go over. One of the questions was under street lighting for Ace Electric, the downtown sign that was, they replaced an LED light on the historic downtown sign that's just right over here. The chamber under financial admin for, it says equipment, but it was really the sponsorship for the porta potties for the flight line. And then a question, water distribution and sewer collection. There was some work for Air Doctor, and that was to install a heater and air conditioning for the maintenance shop.
Were there any other questions for Kelsey on claims?
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Millie for the second to approve these claims. If I haven't missed discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Those claims will be paid, and we'll move on to the financial report.
All right, this is the December 2021 financial report. The total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of November by $20,612. That gives us a December month-end balance of $7,554,494. After 6 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the water fund by $85,632, and that's due to transfers and charges for services. We're ahead of budget for revenue in the following funds. The general fund by $416,754 due to the receipt of property tax revenue and local option sales tax. The airport fund by $13,466 due to fuel sales. Road use by $46,181 due to road use taxes. Sewer fund by $19,017 due to charges for services, and sanitation by $34,555 due to charges for services. After 6 months of operations, our expenses are under budget for all of the funds except for the general fund, airport, and sanitation funds. A common theme in most funds is that we're over budget due to our work comp insurance installments and general insurance. In addition to those insurance expenses, we are over budget in the following line items. In the general fund, for seasonal work, repairs, and payments to outside entities. The airport fund for fuel, building and grounds maintenance, other contractual services, and vehicle operations. The water plant for utilities, operational equipment repair, the debit card and credit card fees, and heavy equipment. The sewer plant for wages, utilities, tech services, biosolids application, and vehicle and operational equipment repair. Sewer collection for equipment and operating supplies. And lastly, sanitation for other contractual services. Are there any questions on the financials?
Motion to approve the financials.
Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And that Steve with the second to approve these financials. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. Next on the agenda, we have special event requests. The one listed is for the Hospice of Washington County annual soup supper and silent auction. We have Stephanie joining us virtually. Stephanie, if you'd like to unmute and just tell us about your event real quick, and we'll see if we have any questions for from council.
So just on a side note, the building is coming together amazingly, and any of you guys want to take a look at it, we just got furniture in today. We're all super excited about it. Sorry about adding that. That's not on the agenda, but that's awesome.
No, that is fine. That is the movement, Stephanie.
Secondly, the 27th annual Hospice Soup Supper, and instead of doing a regular auction, we're doing a baskets like we did last year. So half of it will be online. We're going to bring it the night of as well, so people can bid on in person, and then it'll end that following Thursday. As well, the only differences that you'll see from when we had the in-person auction beforehand, we're going to do the to-goes from the northwest side. So you might see some more traffic on Washington and Main Street there, just so that people that aren't comfortable or at high risk can come in, grab their soups, and get out without being in with everybody else, I suppose. Besides that, it's pretty much the same besides that. There shouldn't be any use of any like roadblocks or anything like that. You just might notice some more congestion during that day. That's the 25th of January from 4:30 to 6:30.
Stephanie, can you hear me?
Yes.
When is the move-in date for your new building?
Friday.
And thank you for the update on the soup supper, which is the 25th. I believe this request is because of the increase in traffic. You're not asking for the use of any city property.
I'm just making you all aware of it so that we know there's going to be more traffic in that area as well.
Council, any questions for Stephanie?
I would make the motion that we approve this request.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And I think Isla with the second to approve this request. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you all so much, and please stop in. It is super exciting here, and please stop and take a look at the new building.
Awesome, thank you. Continuing forward to special presentation, we have a nuisance report. Is Elaine joining us for this tonight? There's a lot of people.
She's not here this evening.
Are you doing the nuisance report?
I can answer any questions or take anything back to staff for review.
Council, any questions for Sally or directives for review in the category of nuisances? Thank you, Sally. Continued speedy recovery for Lake. We'll move next into presentation from the public, which I know is why many are here. A couple of ground rules that it's just my job I have to do or go over. We typically try to keep comments to about 3 minutes, because if we have everyone do 3 minutes. We try to do that. We have asked for public comment about ARPA funding and suggestions. So I know many of you are commenting on ARPA funds, which is much appreciated. We asked for this and we will listen. There's no action on the agenda tonight for ARPA spending. So no decisions will be made regardless. Finally, if you are saying the identical thing and not introducing new information, you can introduce your name and your address and that you agree with what was said. And the clerk will record that as agreeing with what was said before. And that would be what's appropriate. We'll start with the list. We'll move to anyone online that would like to comment, and then I'll make sure I haven't missed any public comment, and that's how I will plan to proceed. When you do public comment, you'll come to the podium and introduce yourself, and then I'll run a timer so we stay on track, and I don't think we'll have a problem, but there's no swearing, no name calling. It's not a question and answer. It's a we listen type of time. That's the rundown. I've been doing it for a number of years and it sometimes can get interesting, but by and large, it's a nice time. First, Mr. Ricardo Rios, the mic is yours.
Hey,
hello.
First, I would like to say good evening.
Y muchas gracias por darnos el tiempo de expresarnos y oírnos.
And thanks for this time to let us express ourselves and to listen to us.
Vengo a representar a los trabajadores esenciales y a los trabajadores excluidos.
I'm here representing excluded and essential workers.
Porque sabemos que aquí en Iowa nunca se cerró el estado.
Because we know here in Iowa the state never developed.
Y que que los puedan ayudar con el dinero que la gente de la ciudad y del condado necesita, porque hay varias gentes que se enfermaron, tuvieron familiares fallecidos.
And the city and state can help these people who suffered through the pandemic and lost a lot, including family members.
Yo me llegué a enfermar del virus y las compañías preferieron el trabajo en vez de la salud.
I was sick by the virus. My coworkers chose to keep working instead of taking precautions.
Yo no creía en el virus hasta que me dio este septiembre.
I didn't believe in the virus until I got sick in September.
Ahora sí creo 100%. Hice la decisión de quedarme en mi casa.
Now I believe 100% and I made the decision to stay home.
Y esto no se va a quitar pronto. Vamos a seguir sufriendo por la pandemia. Incluso tengo un familiar ahorita muy grave y no puede respirar y a lo mejor es probable que fallezca.
This isn't going to end anytime soon. We're going to keep suffering through the pandemic. Also, I have a close family member who's sick and may die.
No venimos a pedir que se sientan mal por nosotros. Nomás venimos a que los oigan y que los ayuden porque esta ayuda es para la gente que está sufriendo durante la pandemia.
We don't come here so you can feel sorry for us. We come here to ask for, to listen to us and for your help for the people that are suffering during the pandemic.
Sabemos que la gente que fue excluida fue el indocumentado y realmente más que nada, igual que los trabajadores excluidos, se lo merecen.
We know that the people who are excluded were undocumented and they're deserving as well to have help.
Muchas gracias por darme el tiempo de hablar.
Thanks for giving me the time to speak.
No, thank you, Mr. Rios.
Thank you so much.
I do allow public comment from in the city limits and outside. Is your address, are you a citizen of Washington?
No, you're not. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ricardo.
Next on the list is Mr. Tim Widmer. Not Tim's first council meeting as the former park superintendent for the city of
Tim
Washington.
Widmer. Yeah. It's good to be here tonight and see this new building. First time I've been in it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Last council meeting was at the library for me. I know most of you, a few new ones here, but I would like to tell you that I would like to throw my support behind these folks behind me. They missed out on the stimulus checks that I got. You all got them too. I happened to donate most of mine to something else. I didn't really need it. And I think a lot of people didn't need it. These people are part of our community. They're workers, they're hard workers in our community. And they're not going anywhere. They're gonna stay here forever, probably. They deserve as much money from the government as I do. That's how I look at it. So I would ask you to consider what they're asking for.
Thank you, Tim. Next up is Juana Barada. Is that correct? Yeah, bienvenida.
Hi, my name is Juana Barrera. Okay, mi nombre es Juana Barrera.
My name is Juana Barrera.
Este, voy de aquí,
what's it? I live here in Washington.
Pues sí, acerca de lo mismo, ¿verdad? Al principio de la pandemia. Mis nietos que viven conmigo se enfermaron, mi esposo y yo.
During the start of the my grandchildren got sick, my husband and myself.
Sí, pues así se tenía que ir mi esposo a trabajar porque él es el único que trabaja. Si no trabaja, ¿qué iba a hacer? Uno para comer.
He had to go work. He had to keep working. I mean, he was the only one working. What does one do when we have to keep eating?
Y pues es triste porque desgraciadamente no hay gente que nos apoyamos de veras. Al menos yo soy una persona que si yo veo a alguien, trato de ayudar. Pero desgraciadamente a mí no, nadie me...
Ni siquiera me voy a dar un vaso de agua.
It's sad because the reality is there are not people that are helping us. You know, if I had the means to help somebody, I would go out of my way to help them. But I didn't even get one glass of water.
Y pues yo sé que también va a seguir la pandemia, ¿no? Por lo mismo de que pues, muchos no nos ponemos la mascarilla, no nos queremos, muchos no se quieren vacunar, siguen yéndose a las fiestas, amontonándose y pues yo pienso que también allí deberían de ser algo más el gobierno, todos, de que a fuerza se vacunen, que no se junte mucho la gente y hagan algo porque pues por unos pagamos todo.
And I know that this pandemic is going to keep going because we're not wearing masks like we should. We're not getting vaccinated. They're gathering in large groups. And also, the government should be doing more about this. Because otherwise, we're going to keep suffering.
Y que la escuela también pueda, que se pudiera hacer un poquito más porque pues yo sé que lo sacan a los niños, aunque tengo un crío. No todo, yo sé que los maestros no pueden cuidar a todos. No pueden estar viendo si todos traen mascarillas y todo eso, ¿verdad? Y este, pues también, pues, no sé qué podríamos hacer en ese caso, ¿verdad? Para los niños, porque a mí, al menos, a mí me da mucho pendiente para los niños.
Also, the schools maybe can use a little more help or do a little bit more because we need our kids, like, when they don't find any cold and it's hard to know if they're wearing masks. I worry about
the kids a lot. Hace tres días acaba de morir, el morir era como un hermano para mí.
3 days ago, I lost like a brother,
and
he was like a brother.
Yeah, from the diabetes, yes, but from the
defenses, he has diabetes, but because his defenses are low, he got COVID and he died.
Yo tengo diabetes y tengo mucho miedo. A mí se me da miedo. Yo casi no salgo porque sí me da miedo.
I have diabetes myself, and I'm scared. I don't go out a lot.
Y pues ojalá nos pudieran ayudar, más que nada, pues, que pudieran hacer. La vez pasada yo hablé algo, ¿verdad?, acerca del dinero, que no sé qué, todos necesitamos, ¿verdad? Pero si no, pues ese dinero, pues que se puede hacer algo para aquí, para Washington, arreglar calles o algo.
Well, I hope that you can do something with this money to help us, and maybe if you don't give it to us, you can do something else for the city.
Gracias, Ms. Barrera. I'm sorry about your friend, and estamos escuchando.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Barrera. Dan Henderson, I have you next on the list.
Thank you very much. I'm Dan Henderson. I'm a resident of Washington. I'm here as an individual, but I also represent Washington for Justice, which is a community-based organization. Our mission is to make our community more inclusive and a welcoming community. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to express my support and urge the council to support the request and the demands of these workers. This council has an opportunity. This is an opportunity that's extraordinary in history, quite frankly. This type of opportunity doesn't come along very often, but you have to do the right thing with the money that we have. These excluded workers, they're not, forget the terms, undocumented. They're human beings, and they live in our community. They are our neighbors. They go to our churches. They attend, their kids attend our schools. They work in our businesses. They work at our stores, but they've been left out. They've gotten nothing. You and I have gotten everything we needed, but they've gotten nothing. I want to give you three reasons why you should support this. Number one, it's the right thing to do because trickle-up economics works. Trickle-down does not work. When you give people money at the bottom of the rung, they spend it in the local community. That will benefit everyone, every store in this town, and every business will benefit from that money. Second, it's the right thing to do because these people are taxpayers. They pay taxes on their heat. They pay taxes on the water that we provide. They pay taxes on everything that you and I pay tax on. They're taxpayers. They work, and they work hard. It's the right thing to do also because if you really want to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., like we did yesterday, then you remember what he said. He said that as long as there is poverty in the world, no man can be totally rich, even if he has $1 billion. That's because we're all connected to one another. If there's poverty in our community, it affects all of us. It's not just the people in poverty. It's not just their problem. It degrades all of us. And we have a communal responsibility to help. And you have that opportunity. You can do it. It's just a choice, whether you want to or not. Helping those in the community is your highest priority and calling that you have as a council member. Frank, this effort is not just, it's just as important, maybe more important than streets, roads, and body cams for police, all of which I support. But this is more important because we're talking about human beings here. Now, we need to judge the quality of our community. This is my last statement. We need to judge the quality of our community by how well the bottom is doing, not by how well the top is doing. And if we have an opportunity to help those at the bottom and give them what they deserve, then that's going to help our whole community. So I hope that you will support this request. It's important. I got my checks. You got your checks. They didn't get anything.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. I am next on the list to address council, Aureli Espinosa. I don't have an address, so if you would say if you're a citizen of the city of Washington or not, that would be great.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Aureli Espinosa.
Good evening, my name is Aureli Espinosa.
Yo no vivo aquí en Washington, pero trabajo en Washington. Por 8 años he trabajado en la casa de los ancianos, cuidándolos a los veteranos. Por 8 años he estado ahí.
I don't live in the city of Washington, but I've worked here for the past 8 years, I work in the nursing home here, taking care of the elderly folks.
Durante la pandemia que ha estado en estos dos años, nosotros hemos, las enfermeras, incluida yo, hemos trabajado horas largas, donde no hay demasiada gente ayuda en el trabajo.
During the last 2 years of the pandemic, the nurses, and I am one of them, have been working long, long hours taking care of people.
Para que sus familiares estén bien cuidados en esta casa de ancianos. Nosotros hemos trabajado hasta 100 horas cada dos semanas. Hasta yo he trabajado todo un mes, nomás he tenido a veces un día libre para mí.
We make sure that the people in the nursing home are safe, that their family members that live there are safe. We've worked for long hours, up to 100 hours in 2 week period. We've gone months without days off or very little days off.
Esto me ha quitado un poco fuera de mi casa, de no estar con mis hijos. Yo tengo niños pequeños, pero siempre he estado al pendiente de mi trabajo porque yo sé que ser una enfermera es muy importante.
I know that being a nurse is very important. I spent a lot of the last 2 years and the last time in my work, but I've left behind my young kids at home, making the choice to be at work instead of with them at home.
Yo vengo a apoyar la gente de Washington para que ellos reciban este dinero que se les ha dado al condado.
I'm here to support the people of Washington so that they get this money that the city has received.
Y para los inmigrantes que no han tenido un cheque de estímulos como todos nosotros hemos recibido. Ellos están en la oscuridad de la sociedad. Ellos que han sido... han trabajado más duro que nosotros que estamos aquí enfrente, que han trabajado en las fábricas, en las madereras, en las
supporting the immigrants who have been left out of any economic support or stimulus checks. These are the workers that have worked the hardest, working in factories, in chicken factories and farms.
En donde trabajan para levantar la cosecha.
Tyson and other farming workplaces.
A ellos son los que han sido más afectados porque ellos han trabajado más duro que todos nosotros porque a ellos no se les ha dado nada.
They have been affected the most. They have been working the hardest throughout this and they haven't received anything.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. Espinosa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
Okay, bueno. Benito Herrera is next to speak. Yes. Yes. Hola, Benito.
Quisiera aprovechar los tres minutos, ¿verdad? Porque eso es muy corto, pero voy a tratar de hacer lo breve y lo más, ¿verdad?
The 3 minutes is very short time. I'll try to go fast.
Primeramente, agradecerles a cada uno de ustedes por su gesto de amor, por tomar ese tiempo de escucharnos.
First, I want to thank each and every one of you for the love that you're giving to let us speak.
Y quiero que sepan que yo amo y respeto mucho, primeramente, ¿verdad? Esta ciudad, la bandera, y a cada uno de ustedes como son autoridades.
I want you to know that I respect and love first the city, the flag, and all of you sitting in here in front of me.
Y vengo en representación de mis compañeros que no pudieron estar aquí esta noche.
I'm also representing my colleagues or my friends who can't be here tonight.
Porque están trabajando.
Because they're working.
Y mi petición es que yo soy un trabajador esencial. Yo vivo aquí en Washington. Yo trabajo en Brava Roof Title.
My petition, I'm a resident of Washington. I'm a central worker and I work in
Brava
Title.
Y he estado trabajando durante la pandemia. No he dejado de trabajar.
As I'm working throughout the pandemic, I haven't stopped working.
Sin importar si haya COVID o no haya COVID.
Whether there's COVID or not COVID.
Mi mentalidad es sacrificarme para que este país siga su economía y no se cierre por ninguna circunstancia.
My thinking is to sacrifice myself so that this economy moving forward.
Entonces estas manos han servido para que yo siga trabajando.
These hands are hands of working people who are working and keep working.
Con sacrificio, con amor.
Sacrificing and with love.
Me enfermé de COVID-19 estando trabajando.
I got COVID working.
Estuve grave en dos hospitales, en el hospital de aquí de Washington y el hospital de Iowa City.
I was very sick first in the hospital of Washington and then at UHC, the university.
Estuve muy grave y regresé de la muerte para la vida.
I was very sick, but I came back to life from death.
Entonces yo les suplico en nombre de Dios de este país y de esta hermosa ciudad que es Washington, si de ustedes está el hacer historia, en poder ayudarnos para que nosotros recibamos un estímulo por lo que ustedes consideren, se los agradecería muchísimo.
In the name of God, in the name of the city, if you would consider giving us a stimulus check, we would be so grateful, it would be enormous for us.
Mi madre falleció.
My mother died.
Y con dolor, no pude verla.
And with lots of, like a heavy heart, I couldn't go see her.
Y aquí sigo al frente, luchando por este país, luchando por esta ciudad, sin importarme si haya COVID o no haya COVID. Yo sigo adelante.
Keep fighting for this country, for this city, and keep working.
Muchas gracias por su atención. Que Dios los bendiga.
Thank you for your attention
que
and God bless you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Herrera. I wondered also if anyone, will you also be speaking to the county supervisors? Is that on for whoever's leading your group? As some are citizens of the city of Washington and some are the county, will you also speak to the county?
La pregunta para nuestro grupo es si también van a ir con el condado a hablar con el condado.
Okay, bueno. I would like to continue with the public comment. I'll allow, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a recommendation. Would it be possible that we add an additional minute for those who need translation?
I'm going to keep it fair for everything that I've done so far.
Okay.
Next on my list is Nila. Another Herrera, Nila. Yes. And with the questions, if you would say if you are a citizen of the city or the county or the residencia. That would be helpful as you.
She lives there in Washington.
Okay. Ms. Herrera.
First, I want to thank you for your time and for being here. I come so that you'll hear our voice. I am an essential worker. I work in a packing of AIDS. In Kelowna. Since the pandemic started, I haven't stopped working. I've been continuing to work. A lot of people still have to eat. I lost two of my family members and I wasn't able to see them because of COVID. I also got sick of COVID. I'm continuing to work and I would hope that you would support us, support all of us. I'd be so grateful for it. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Herrera. I have next signed up Josefina Gallas. Hola, Josefina.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Josefina Gama.
Good evening, my name is Josefina Gama.
Yo estoy aquí para representar a todos los trabajadores que somos inmigrantes y trabajamos en este país. Y vivo en Washington. Okay. Apenas tengo un mes.
I live here in Washington. I'm here representing all of the immigrants and the workers.
Yo estuve muy enferma de COVID en el mes de septiembre.
I was very sick of, because of COVID in the month of September.
Muy grave, yo y mis gemelas adolescentes.
I was very sick as well as my twin adolescents.
Me afectó mucho la pandemia por no ser madre soltera.
The pandemic affected me a lot because I'm a single mother.
Tuve que dejar de trabajar por un mes.
I had to leave work for a month.
Y me llegan los billetes de renta muy altos del hospital, que son para mí es muy duro.
And the bills keep continuing from the hospital coming. They're very high, and this is really hard for me.
Perdí a mi madre también en México.
I also lost my mother of COVID. She was in Mexico living.
Ahorita trabajo en Tyson.
Right now I'm working in Tyson.
Aunque esté la pandemia, tenemos que trabajar muy duro.
Even though we're in pandemic, I have to continue to work really hard there.
Estoy representando a todas esas personas que hemos llegado a este país a trabajar duramente.
I'm here representing all of the people that have come to this country to work really hard.
No importa que haya COVID, tenemos que trabajar duro todos los días.
It doesn't matter if there's COVID or not. We come here to work hard every day.
Yo creo que que merecemos ese estímulo.
I believe that we are deserving of this stimulus.
Y pues debe la honra y la gloria a Dios primeramente.
First I give glory and thanks to God.
Por ustedes, porque nos están escuchando.
For all of you, because you're listening to us.
Y que Dios bendiga América.
And God bless America.
Gracias. Thank you, Josefina. Luke Hertzler, I have on my list to speak. Luke, if you would also introduce and rather your residence as well, please.
First of all, sorry for stepping out. I was experiencing some speaking anxiety for some reason.
Hi there, I'm Luke Hertzler
from Wellman, and I'm a paraeducator at Stewart School in the preschool.
I'm here today to support the demands of excluded workers who are asking the city of Washington to invest in the million of their American Rescue Plan allotment and excluded workers fund to provide $1,400 stimulus checks to workers who were left out of previous rounds of pandemic relief. This issue is important to me because I believe it's important to be attentive to the needs of all members of our community so all can be assuredly have their basic needs met. Excluded workers should be supported because many of them were deemed essential during the pandemic, but received little to no aid. This issue is also important to me as a teacher within the school district because I may be teaching or encountering kids of excluded workers on a daily basis, and I want to know that they'll be provided for and their needs are met. Take action on this issue for the betterment of these workers' lives, which ultimately works towards the betterment of our community and of our town. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. That concludes the list that I have for in the council chamber, and I'd like to move to the virtual attendees that would like to address council at this time.
Mind if I ask if there's any other people? I don't think they knew they had to sign up.
That would be fine.
¿Alguien más quiere hablar de Santi? Si no, era ir con la gente más.
Yo quiero decir unas palabras, si me lo permite.
Yes, if you would come to the microphone and introduce yourself.
Por favor, ven aquí para hablar de tu nombre y dónde
vives. Mi nombre es Teresa Andrade.
My name is Teresa Andrade.
Tengo como 20 años aquí en Washington.
I've been here for about 20 years. In Washington.
Yo trabajo en Maplaza Food.
I work in Maplaza Foods.
Y yo he sido muy pisoteada porque yo tengo resistencia perfecta Y allí nos hacen trabajar a veces hasta 7 días.
¿Sientes muy bien?
Oh,
I feel really pressured at work. Sometimes they make us work 7 days in a row.
Y yo les quería decir también que ya que nosotros estamos como 20 años aquí en Washington, que en vez de cuando andan limpiando aquí las calles, van y me echan la snow a mi runway de...
I also like to say, because I've been living here for 20 years, where I live, when they clear the snows, they block my path getting out of my driveway.
En vez de limpiarme, mejor van y me lo ponen ahí ya que yo tengo limpio.
And rather than cleaning it, they make it worse, and then I have.
Y yo quiero que se dediquen más a limpiar las calles porque salimos a trabajar a las 4 de la mañana y no podemos a veces ni salir.
I would like them to work harder at cleaning the streets because we go to work at 4 in the morning and sometimes they can't get out.
Por please. Para que se ubiquen más en el personal y en cuando uno sale a trabajar.
So you take more attention to people and when they have to get out to work.
Y perdone por esto que les dije, pero muchas gracias y que Dios los bendiga.
And sorry for saying this, but thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to address council at this time? I'm going to move to the virtual attendees. If you would like to speak and are attending virtually, you can unmute yourself or raise your hand or indicate so in the chat. I have Bethany that has raised, sorry if I need to like allow, let's see.
Can you hear me?
Perfect. You are yes, we can, Bethany. The floor is yours.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bethany Glinsman. I live on the square downtown in Washington. And like many others tonight, my comment is in regards to how we spend the ARPA funds allocated to the city. I'm speaking in support of investing a portion of our city ARPA funds to make direct payments to workers who were otherwise excluded from the pandemic relief payments. And I know that City Council's been discussing uses for these funds for the past several months, and I appreciate you all making space for the public to provide input to the decision-making process. I reviewed the guidance from the Treasury Department regarding the appropriate use of these funds, and many of the ARPA funds already allocated by the City Council are in the infrastructure category, which I agree is an important use. But tonight we're advocating for two equally important categories listed by the Treasury Department. First is to provide support for households to recover from economic impacts of the pandemic, and second, to provide premium pay for essential workers. These are people who showed up every day to allow their companies to continue operating and enable our community to continue functioning during times of extreme challenge. By doing so, they put themselves and their families at increased risk. They continue to show up for us when their children or their parents were sick, when their children were schooling from home, when they were facing uncertainty in so many areas of their lives. These stimulus checks are small compared to the risks that they endured and the public benefits they created. I support allocating sufficient funds to provide $1,400 of stimulus checks to all excluded workers in the city of Washington. And that would be an estimated total of about $200,000. Thanks for your consideration.
Thank you, Bethany. Is there anyone else that is attending virtually that would like to address council at this time? If there is, if you have business later, of course, we will entertain that then, but if there's anyone else online, you could raise your hand or unmute yourself. Seeing none, I'm going to move out of the public presentation part of the meeting into our regular heft of business. I do anticipate future discussion on the ARPA funds that remain. And thank you for coming.
We just have a letter to deliver for you.
I'm sorry, what?
Real quickly, we're just gonna deliver a letter to you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everyone, and safe travels. Bye, con Dios. Oh, we did receive this. Oh, signatures on the back.
That one, is that this one?
It is, but it has signatures.
Oh, more signatures. Oh,
okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to give a moment for the chamber to clear before we continue forward.
Oh, I have to stand up.
No, you're fine.
No, my quads.
Oh, Kevin's back.
Huh? Yeah, thanks. I don't stretch enough. Yeah,
and we are still in a meeting with all our meeting being recorded as well.
Yeah.
For any question. And we're going to continue forward in the meeting. If you guys would like to do a chat, if you don't mind doing it on the out there, that would be awesome. I do see that I had some comments online about giving additional time for speakers. I did not see those comments because I was attentive to the speakers. I feel like we effectively heard the message. An option would have been to cut off anyone saying the same thing, and that option was not executed. Thank you, Council, for your attention, for all comments given tonight. We are going to continue forward with our business. We have 12 items of new business this evening. I have my cheat sheet at the ready. The first item is discussion and consideration of a resolution that would authorize the acquisition of property necessary for our 2021 water main improvements. I understand this to be as the procedural element for the beginning of the water main project before it can begin.
Yeah, this is just a resolution that's passed that allows the city administration to set the fair market value, acquire the property, so we're not going back every time there's one. So it does say I'm going to put me in there, but that is not, that's just, if you had to do that, you didn't start all over. It's always in there. I don't anticipate with the easements I've seen that there will be a problem. I will be acquiring, I'll be sending out letters and everything to property owners again with some event plats and some values that were assigned to the property. So we start the discussion to get this project going. So it's ready for bid.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any questions on this resolution?
How much property are we talking?
What? I believe it's like 13 easements. I believe there's some permanent, there's some temporary. It's, and the they're not big easements on any property. They're mostly slivers, and there's some temporaries, but they're, I think there's five permanent. Some easements for sidewalks that put in, not all water. So there's I think there's 12 to 15. Steve might know off the top of his head more. I've been working with Steve at Fox Engineering too.
Steve, do you have information for us on the? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, Steve's up here from Fox Strand. Yes, the I believe there was about 15 or 16 properties, if I remember correct, Kevin, on for the water main project. Many of them are temporaries, just to be able to put sidewalks and be able to put ramps and intersections and those types of things. A couple of those that are permanent are along West Madison Street on the north side of West Madison Street between H Avenue and Highway 1, where the previous city administrator requested that we go ahead and go forward with trying to get sidewalk easements through that area. And since that time, we've actually had discussions with the DOT, and they've requested that we move the water main out of the West Madison Street and behind the curb. So that will be also a location for the water main in that area.
Thank you, Steve. Are there questions for Steve on the easements or location of the proposed water main?
I would make the motion to approve this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. Danielle, for the second. Have I missed any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Volt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Majeski?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. You can anticipate seeing more business related to those improvements in the future. Our next item for consideration is a resolution declining to exercise extraterritorial jurisdiction for the Lance Bell property. Council will recall seeing business like this frequently for development that we don't intend to exercise jurisdiction on. I would entertain questions or a motion on this resolution.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Millie for the second on this resolution.
I'm sorry, Danielle. I had a question. I was drinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I just want to make sure this is the Bell property that we had purchased. No,
this is not. This is Lance Bell versus JJ Bell and the other families. It is not.
This is not that. Okay, I just
north of town, right?
Okay.
Along Riverside Road.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent Thank you. Question. I just needed to make sure in my brain because I'm sorry, we still like I don't know properties by people yet.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Thank you. You're
changing
welcome.
Too.
Yes.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Resolution as well. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Moore?
Yes. Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that resolution is passed and will be passed on. Our next item and the next three items are related to the sanitary sewer extension and release of retainage. So we have, and we'll have to consider these separately, but we have change order number one, which is a deduct of $14,496, according to my notes. Then pay application number two, which I believe is $95,27.44. And then pay application number three and the release of retainage, which was for $6,374.19. So at the end, all of those three items of business mean for a total project of $127,483.88, which was a deduct of almost $15,000 from the original. So that was from my reading. If there's specific questions, we can do them related to the business, but that's, you see all of the numbers I just mentioned as I took them separately, but in that final resolution, it spells out all the specifics. Am I missing anything that is not being disclosed for the experts that?
Well, did you say the total of the three is 127,000?
Yep.
Is that right?
Project
the total project cost, not the total cost of the three items of business.
Right. That's the total project cost.
And you see that right in that first.
Right.
I didn't mean to make it more complicated.
Okay.
I was trying to make it less complicated.
Okay. Okay.
And that's also in the letter and the resolution. It basically, it spells out the change order number one, which is the deduct, the pay application number two, which is the final balance of quantities. Since the project is done, that third item of business is the release of retainage. So all of these three items of business are related to the project extension and its completion. That's why I thought discussion on any questions could just take place on any of those three things.
Motion to accept this change order number one for 201 sanitary sewer extension.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion on change order number one. And Danielle with the second, a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our next item is pay application number two.
I make a motion that we approve this pay application number two in the amount of $9,527.44.
Excellent. Thank you, Millie.
Second.
Thank you, Danielle, for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That takes care of pay app number two. And finally, we have the resolution accepting the project as complete and releasing the retainage.
Motion to approve the resolution accepting the 2021 sanitary sewer extension project as complete and approving pay application number three. Release of retainage.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion.
Second.
And Steve for the second on this resolution. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
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 Thank you, counsel. Our next item is a resolution that would approve the Washington County Riverboat Foundation municipal grant requests. As spelled out, this would allocate $55,000 towards phase two of the Wellness Park, $270,000 towards the streetscape project, that is the future streetscape project, and $100,000 towards the DIG grant. I would be remiss to not say a quick thank you to the Riverboat Foundation for their municipal grants, as they are imperative for our community and have impact that includes keeping our tax levy stable and not having to get additional funds from citizens for these types of projects. Have I missed anything, Kelsey? Council, questions on this resolution?
Motion to approve resolution approving Washington County Riverboat Foundation municipal grant request for fiscal year 23.
Second.
I have a motion from Isla and a second from Danielle. A roll call vote on that resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Volt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yeah, you have to keep the door open.
I did find it funny. I was reading the grant application and I was under examples.
Oh, yeah, the limo for the mayor.
Okay, thank you. Because I asked Sally about the chair. First, I didn't realize it was just an example.
Well, I did a double take as well with that inclusion. I'm thinking who would put satirical materials in the packet, but well, it's the riverboat
this
itself.
This is what came from them.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, because I was like, seriously, Sharon, I know you need a new vehicle, but.
Or the worms destroying the grass.
Yes, thank you guys for the levity. That was not,
that was
not real.
I know, yeah. This is a great thing.
It is a great thing. All right, we'll move forward. Our next item, appropriately, is a discussion and consideration of a letter of support for the Main Street Downtown Investment Grant for DW Developments. Of course, we've just suggested putting money into DIG. This DIG grant would be for $25,000 of a $500,000 project. We have Sarah joining us virtually. Sarah, is there anything you'd like to say about this letter of support?
Yeah, so we're asking for the $25,000 for them as part of the community match. That helps the downtown housing grant that the city is applying for on their behalf. So the more buy-in that the Iowa Economic Development Authority sees from a community, whether that is city support, Main Street support, or developer support, the more likely that this application will get funded. So we wanted to make sure there was at least a nod to some money going into a large project, even if it is a drop in the bucket of a total $500,000 project.
And was this note a forgivable note or is it paid back to that fund? I was reading the packet and I was confused.
So DIG was designed to be used by people who are investing in their buildings and then hanging on to them. Brent and I did not want people to use the money and then flip the building and sell it for a profit. So the grant is technically a 5-year forgivable loan. If someone flips their building, there is a sliding scale of the amount of money that they would have to pay back to the city, to that DIG trust fund, should they sell it. So if they sell it in a year, it's like 80%. If they sell it in 2 years, it slides down to zero at year 5.
What is the Exhibit A, loan forgiveness schedule?
That's what I was confused about, but that answers my question.
That's what it's. So every year, 20%. I wrote this, but I didn't write it. It's 20% every year. It should be 20% every year. So 20, 15, 10, 5, 0. I think this schedule, what Sarah described is how the 5 years would work.
So. Is the DIG, this DIG amount from the DIG grant, is that for what we are asking for this year or from previous?
I think they're unrelated items of business. One is for the future and one is from the current. Kelsey, would you clarify? Are they the same items of business? Do you understand the question?
No.
In the Riverboat Municipal Grant application, we're asking for $100,000 towards the DIG grants. Is this $25,000 coming straight out of that, or are those two separate things? Same thing. Okay.
What we're hoping is that we were able so far to receive a lot more Riverboat funding than for this year. So I'm hoping we have enough extra this year that we can allocate to DIG, because for this current budget, we haven't been able to allocate anything. So in that case, we would bet $25,000.
Thank you, Kelsey. Thank
so there
you.
Is money this question. Year for that. Some of it, maybe. No.
If right now, that is very likely, but that will be a council decision on if you guys agree to be able to transfer some of that money over to the big fund when they're in it. But as of, in the current budget, there is not anything left for David. So that's, you're marking
Thank you, Kelsey.
Yeah, clarify.
I was dealing with simultaneous. Does that answer your question?
I think so. So to we satisfy. Put money in there
in the,
from our budget. It's not just coming from the riverboat.
No, everything that we've put in there so far has been riverboat.
Okay. Okay.
In the big picture, this supports a grant application for downtown housing, of which we desperately need.
Yeah, and the timeline for the award of that grant is like the end of March, with construction to start once those contracts are awarded. So the money will not be spent. DIG money can't be awarded or can't be paid until the project's completed. They're not going to finish this project before the next fiscal year starts, which is kind of part of why Kelsey and I went through that whole rigmarole.
Okay.
Thank you, Millie. Are there other questions on this resolution of letter of support?
No, I would make a motion to approve a letter of support for Main Street Washington Downtown Investment Grant for DW Developments.
Second.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion, and Steve with the second. Although that's a roll call vote, Sally, please call that roll.
Tigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Sarah. Our next item for consideration is the livestock in town request. This item was tabled at our last meeting, and I need a motion, a single motion, to untable.
Motion to untable.
Thank you, Danielle. And Steve with a second. I knew everyone would say it at the same time, otherwise. Roll call vote. Danielle was the motion. Steve was the second. Please call that roll. Sal.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit-Majewski?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. That item is now on table. We do have Amanda joining us online. I can see you, Amanda. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. We did receive in the packet this time the information you provided, as well as the letter from Dr. Van Dyne. For Council's information, I did call and speak with Dr. Van Dyne today, and I'll look forward to lively discussion. Dr. Van Dyne did make a compelling argument, citing the exact things that she said in her letter about the efficacy of the goat that didn't exist with other animals. I cited my concern that the city was not having the wool pulled over their eyes and that we didn't start a precedent that of many livestock in town. As the code risk lists, you know, this is a special request and it does include the doctor's note to go with it. I know we have multiple opinions on it and I say that we share them and then we see where we land with a motion to either approve or not approve this special request. Council, who would like to start? Should I allow Amanda to make comment? Amanda, is there anything you'd like to say that you didn't include in the packet? And then I'll turn it over for council comment and question.
No.
That works for me. Thank you for joining us. Council, comments or questions?
Seven residents.
Councillor Galt, your concern is that we're setting a bad precedent.
Yes. I mean, we put this into effect so that we didn't have livestock in Washington, period. And you're walking a tightrope. I mean, there's no way that you can say yes to this person and with the doctor's excuse, and the next person and say, well, I gotta give a doctor's excuse and go get one. I watched this happen at the university, okay? With their animals, their
emotional support animals.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. We ended up with dogs, cats, snakes, rabbits, and rats in one dorm. We cannot start this and think that it's not gonna snowball down the road. I'm sorry, it's my opinion.
No, that is just fine. Thank you, Steve. I will put you tally in the nay column for yourself. Who would like to go next? I think Elaine raised her hand and then Isla, if that's all right. Go ahead, Elaine.
Okay. First of all, if a support animal, a service animal is certified, goes through an intense training program and is certified, I have a very close friend with the service animal, and it is very, very well trained, and it is a dog. I find a goat. First of all, it isn't trained as a service animal. It's not, there's no certification for it. It is a farm animal. Does a farm animal belong in town? Second of all, if we allow this, how many families are going to take advantage of this and want to have 4-H projects or class projects? And are we setting a precedent on this?
Thank you, Elaine. I will put a tally in the nay column. Okay. Other comment?
I guess I don't see an overwhelming tide of people trying to get animals in town, number one. If the animal, even though it's not particularly a well-trained service animal, it apparently helps this child, and this doctor seems to agree that it would help them. And any request is still going to come to the city, precedent or not, the council does have the last. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's a ridiculous request.
I'd like to have 18 goats in my, okay.
No. but really, I think we're over worrying about the future possibility. And anything that's likely to show up is going to come to council. And if, it'll be council's decision on a case by case business.
Thank you, Isla. I will put tally in the yay column. Other comments?
I had a question about how tall is the enclosure. And how tall is the goat? I mean, we saw the picture of the goat, but with his owner, but I don't know how tall it is.
Amanda, could you answer that question? The question is, how tall is the enclosure compared to how tall is the goat? If you don't have measurements, you can use ratios.
10 by 12.
But height, I think that's length by width. Do you know how tall?
Look like about a 6-foot fence.
Yeah, I would guess.
Like if the goat were in the kennel and sit standing in it, how far up the kennel does the goat?
You're talking about the fence?
The
tallness of the goat?
Yeah, I guess it is a fence. I think the fenced in area is something that's for our intent and purposes, consider a kennel. Yes, the fence.
Okay, it's 10 feet.
For instance, there's a bar in the middle of the door. Is the goat taller than that bar or shorter than that bar? I'm looking at a picture that was included with our materials. In our materials, there's a picture of this, what appears to be a kennel wrapped in a tarp. There's a door. The door has a bar across the middle of it, or a gate that has the bar across the middle. Is the goat taller than or shorter than the bar?
Shorter than the...
Shorter, okay.
Does that answer your question, Millie?
Yes, and I guess I agree with Isla that any request is gonna come in front of us. It's not like someone's gonna, all of a sudden have some other kind of an animal that's not approved. So, I mean, I am really, I could go either way.
Versatile.
Flexible.
Okay. Danielle.
So,
or unless there was another one in the queue. You're good?
I haven't said anything yet.
Okay, Danielle, go ahead.
So the way I'm in agreement with Isla. First of all, I think that we're not setting a precedent. This comes on a case-by-case basis. We have the right to deny chickens that are allowed. If we think that an enclosure is wrong, like we have to approve every single one of these. Second of all, I think it's incredibly presumptuous of us. extremely uncomfortable about the fact that this child has their medical records in public documents. I realize we had permission from the family, but the fact that
they just a letter of support from the doctor.
So right.
I feel like still, it's not a full record.
Still, I think the fact that obviously this family feels very strongly about how this is helping this child, as is the provider. And I do not see a reason, if they are able to take care of this goat, that we should deny it without any other concern being brought forward. If it can help this child, then I think that we need to at least give him the opportunity.
Thank you, Danielle. I will put a hashtag in the yay column.
Yes.
Are we good with allowing Fran to?
Yep.
To
interesting, putting one goat in town.
Unless there are some others on the edge of town where it's grandfathered.
I agree with that. I've been to Mr. Murphy's. Great place to be.
I find myself asking the question, which is more disruptive? And I feel like the answers I'm hearing is based off of you asking yourself the same question and landing on a different answer for what each individual so far thinks is the most disruptive. Some think it's disruptive to allow, some think it's disruptive to order removal. Please go ahead, Fran. Yes, I'm so sorry.
Allow me to finish here. My girlfriend used to raise goats, and she had like 30 of them. And if you put one goat all by itself, it gets depressed. They just kind of close it because there's no one there like them. They flourish when they're with their own kind because they have someone to play with. I mean, if you watch goats, and if you watch video of the goats, they play. They chase each other around, they jump on each other, come on each other's back, everything. A single goat can't do that.
This was raised from a baby, though, by then.
This is going to be a baby goat in 2 years.
No, but I mean, it doesn't know that it.
Well, I understand that.
So how old is this goat? Is it fully grown?
My question is, if we start letting, we let one goat in, you know, that somebody says, well, I need two goats now to be mentally stable.
Thank you, Fran. I'm going to put one in the nay column.
Big nay, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
It was brought to our attention that if you want to put a chicken in town, you have to have a special enclosure, and we have to say about this enclosure. Okay. We don't have any. We're not doing anything about any of the upkeep on it, the enclosure part of it, or anything else. We haven't said anything about it. We're just letting them go willy-nilly, have a kennel, wrap it, tarp. You know, there's... If you're going to do it, then you should be making rules as to what is going to be classified as an enclosure and what's not going to be classified as an enclosure. Because the next person is going to come in and say, well, my goat's a little bit smaller. We don't have to have such a tall fence. If you're going to open this up, can of worms up, you better be ready to write down. And we might have it say, we might have a final say in it, but by the same token, if we have a final say, we say yes this time, and we say no next time. Don't think that we're not going to have a mess on our hands, publicly or any other way.
I appreciate those comments. Other comments I received is, are, I'm happy it's not a therapy velociraptor. Or I guess that did make it into the meeting. The point being that the goat has not done anything vicious, that of the animals that we have, that the goat is not a vicious therapy animal, that it has not attacked or provoked or bitten or did anything along those lines, which is of some, which is good.
Have the adjacent property owners signed off?
Amanda, have you received the adjacent property owner permission? Sally? That's a yes.
Okay.
From the one person who lives next door, there is an empty lot on the
house. What's going to happen to the child if the goat has to go away?
That's where when I'm asked with the question of which is more disruptive, prior to this meeting, I was firmly in the camp of no goat. Following my conversation with Dr. Van Dyne, a compelling argument was made to me about the motivation for her patient to work and work for money to care for the goat, looking forward to being home to care for the goat. I would be concerned about calls for service and if it's an effective therapy animal. I'd have concerns about it following the same rules that we have for other animals. If it's free in the backyard, that is not, we don't, dogs at large, goats at large, same rules. So I have concerns, but when I'm asked which is more disruptive, I fear that removing the goat from this child's care is more disruptive than, like Isla said, maybe we're making a big deal. I don't like the precedent, but the precedent is pretty, a lot of effort is going into this request.
Yeah. Didn't you have permission for this goat to be a half block away?
Just a verbal conversation with Gary Murphy, that would be an option. Chief, do you have anything to offer as far as the work that the police department does?
I don't want to misspeak, but I believe last time it was mentioned that some officers were there and played with the goat. I've talked with officers. None of the officers have played with the goat. Officers did respond to a call there and did see the goat there. I guess I would just wonder, she mentions in her letter they've had the goat since her son got out of Four Oaks. When did he get out of Four Oaks? How long have they had the goat?
Amanda, could you share when the therapy?
He got out on June 28th of last year. We got the goat on July 2nd, and it was 3 days old, and he bottle fed her, and he slept with her. I mean, she's went on car rides. She's been in my car.
So we've had this goat in town for 6 months without issue.
We do have, since July 14th, 6 calls for service to this effort.
Because of the goat?
Not because of the goat.
Okay.
Because of other devotions.
So is this goat full grown? Does anybody know, Fran?
Amanda would know this. Joining us, would you like to direct a question to the microphone?
Amanda, is the goat then full grown, or when does a goat?
She will be 7 months on January 30th.
So when is?
So when do they mature?
Full grown.
Kelsey might be able to answer that. Kelsey has goats.
It normally takes about 3 years to become a fully grown goat. All female goats of all ages are technically does.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Well, counsel, I need direction. And it seems to be fairly split down the middle at the moment.
I'm just going to make one statement. It still concerns me. There's been 6 calls for service there. And the goat's been living there. Is the goat really doing?
He didn't say though which family member they
were
calling.
That's true.
Right. And I don't think it's our place also to determine whether or not this animal is healthy. That's what the provider is saying. That's what the family is saying. I think that unless there is a concern, we should not be making a decision that could be potentially disruptive to a child's mental health.
If it was certified, I have no problem. No problem, but it's not certified.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the consideration of the livestock in town request for the goat named Honey.
Second.
I have a motion from Danielle and a second from Isla to approve this livestock in town request. I'm going to ask for a roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
No.
Moore?
No.
Jesse?
Yes.
Steigers?
No.
Youngquist?
Yes.
That is 3-3, with leaving it up to me to break the tie. Last time I did this was about fireworks expenditures.
At least it's not fireworks.
I've given this some consideration and talked to a couple of you beforehand with the question of which is more disruptive, with the caveat that if the therapy goat's patient, that living arrangement changes, if the animal is violating our local laws for animal at large or other disruptions, I will vote in favor of allowing this goat to remain in town and would like to make a note on my calendar to revisit this in a year and bring it to council if it's not effective. If we continue to have multiple calls for service to this resident related to the, I mean, I think I would like to reevaluate in a year and allow it in the meantime, with the caveat that it follows all of the laws that we have for every other animal.
How about six months?
Understanding that the precedent is with this, with doctor's note.
Could I ask 6 months?
Can you check? May. Let's allow it for 6 months and revisit and see where we're at. It's not fully grown yet. Its efficacy is in question. Like I said, the main question is which is more disruptive, and it has been a surprising source of thought in my the last 2 weeks. As always, thank you, Council, for respectful discussion. We don't have to agree. We do have to be polite and move on to the next item of business. Amanda, 6 months, and we'll review, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Sally, Madam Clerk, would you make a note on your calendar?
Will you guys contact me when the meeting I need to?
Yes, we'll be in touch. I think we just need to keep our finger on the pulse on it. And in the meantime, allow this to continue.
I would like for the chief to notify us when he has calls about this code.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Amanda, and best wishes. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Continuing forward, we have four more items of new business, the next of which is a resolution awarding bid for NLW Phase 2. Some good news, this Phase 2 recommended bid comes for Geelong for $597,074.50. That's $106,000 below the engineer's estimate for this second phase of NLW.
Make a motion to approve the resolution awarding the bid to Geelong Construction for the total of $597,074.50.
Second. I've got the motion from Danielle and the second from Steve to approve this resolution awarding bid. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Bolt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
Steigert?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest? Yes.
And that bid will be awarded, and we'll look forward to that project. Continuing to phase two. Our next item of consideration is a resolution setting the bid opening and public hearing for the old wastewater treatment plant. We have Jason Whistler here tonight. I believe the dates for the bid opening are February 8th, and the date for the public hearing is February 15th. As mentioned in the memo, this has been 10 years in the making, but has been pushed off for as priorities have required. There will be a lot of work being done in the area. It could be a great time for a very good bid for this project. Council, questions on this resolution setting those dates?
Did we have an estimate for the cost?
Yes.
$175,000
is the estimate.
Okay.
Council, other questions or a motion for this resolution?
Make the motion to approve this resolution.
I'll second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Danielle for the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll on this resolution.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
Steigert?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Council. Our next item for consideration is pay application number one for the Wellness Park Water Main Extension. This is in the amount of $65,202.
I make a motion to pay for the Wellness Park Water Main Extension.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Millie just snagged the second. All those in favor of this pay application, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
You noticed you made that.
I did. I was thinking that. Actually, I'm like, oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve Sapir, as well, for joining us in the chat. Our final item of new business is consideration of a resolution setting the public hearing for February 1st for the total maximum property tax dollars levied. This is procedural, as Kelsey mentions, according to the state legislature and Governor Reynolds. It's our requirement to set this public hearing for our max levy, which as currently budgeted, can I say it, remains flat. Yes.
Excellent.
With much effort.
So I'll make a motion to approve setting the resolution, setting the public hearing for February 1st, 2022 at 6 p.m.
Second.
Thank you, Danielle, for the motion, and Isla for the second on this resolution setting that public hearing. Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Council. That concludes our regular new business this evening. And what an interesting evening it has been. Department reports. Chief, do you have anything for us?
Just a few things. The December activity report was in your packet. Been busy in the last few weeks. Shooting investigation, as well as some other sexual assault and child endangerment cases. A little bit on the shooting. First, a thank you to all of our partners, dispatch, sheriff's office, nearby law enforcement agencies, public works were out that night to help us get the two crime scenes secured. So it was a great team effort by everybody involved, and we greatly appreciate everybody's work on that. So thanks to everybody for that. We're continuing to work with DCI and the county attorney's office. I'm confident it was an isolated incident, and you know, there's no threat to anybody in the public, and we're following up on leads and making progress on the investigation. We're wrapping up our 2021 UCR incident reports. I hope to have our annual report ready for you in February. And on that note, I did receive last week word that our agency has received certification from the Iowa UCR program. That means the data that we've submitted for 2021 meets their new standards with a less than 4% error rate. So it's been a very time-consuming and frustrating task for not only the officers and changing some ways they're doing their reporting, but as well as the administration, that we review those things and make sure we're the things that we're reporting are matching up with the federal definitions and crimes. So it's a good thing to have that done. Along with that, in those investigations, we've done our best to help get the cars off the streets with the parking. We issued, I believe, over close to 50 warnings on Sunday. I know it's frustrating. We get frustrated with it as well. The most important thing is when we get those calls, we're trying to, you know, just educate the public that we do have a 24-hour ordinance. Yes, there is no snow emergency, but we do have a 24-hour parking ordinance. You can't park in any location on the street for 24 hours. If the plow's gone around, have to go around the car, and the snow's still piled up there 2 days later, a day later, we want to put the warning on and issue a ticket. We wouldn't have to do the warning. We're trying to be, you know, aware of everyone's circumstances and give them a few extra days to do that. Most people that have called and complained about those have understood. We've issued a few citations, and we'll continue to watch those. And if there's some that haven't moved, I encourage you to call and let us know. Obviously, we don't get down every street every day. So if there's some there that are still have snow piled around them that have tickets on them, call us and we'll work on getting those put out of there.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I apologize for being a little late. I had a trial that finished. I got finished up today, so I didn't have to go back in the morning. So I apologize for being a little late. I actually got here faster than I thought I would. But other than that, that's all I have.
Very well, thanks. Thank you, Kevin. And next up, our interim city administrators and our new city administrator. I think we can end with Deanna. Kelsey or Sally, do you have anything for our attention?
I would just let everybody know I'm trying to finish up the budget information, and I hope to have those budget books completed on Friday so that you have the weekend to look at them, and a reminder that we do have our first budget workshop next Tuesday.
Thank you, Kelsey. Sally, do you have anything for us?
Yes, the updated assessment schedule for East Adams with those three additional properties that were pointed out at the last meeting is on file, and I will be sending that out so that you can review it. And then the Chamber Wedge and Main Street annual dinner will be held March 7th at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. So if any counselors would like to attend, please let me know so I can get our RSVP in, please.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Sally. Deanna, the floor is yours. What do you like?
Well, I'd just like to thank everyone. I'm really excited to be here. It's been a crazy 2 days so far, but I'm loving it. And I would encourage any of you council members to come in and have a one-on-one with me. So just let me know when works for you, and I'll get you on my schedule. And Jaren has been great.
Well, thank you.
And so has all the city staff. So I think we're off to a great start.
I think so too. We spent some time driving around and meeting individuals. We look forward to having an open house to meet or a meet and greet with Deanna prior to a council meeting in February, probably from what do you think it's a 4 to 5:30 thing. We'll keep you posted on the details, but we'll look forward to a meet and greet prior to a council meeting in the month of February, and other opportunities to introduce Deanna to the public as time allows. Cool. Thanks. Or once around, let's just swing it this way, if that's all right.
First of all, I want to thank the police officers who were working so diligently to get cars moved so that snow could be removed. I had people notice that, and they were appreciative. Of course, there were, there are always some that tweaks that need to be done in clearing snow, but for overall, thank you to the snow removal crew for getting that done. Let's see, I think that is it. Welcome to Deanna.
Thank you, Elaine. Fran, do you have anything for us?
Got a new set of ears Monday.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Doing pretty good. I didn't realize there were our door beep when you put the fob up to it.
Oh.
That's a school.
So that means the school. They're doing their job.
Haven't heard it for 4 years.
Well, that's new ears. New hearing.
Oh, okay. They upgraded us. The next step is actually your surgery. So we're hoping this delays that.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's working. Thank you, Fran.
Good. Oh, my
God. Isla.
I'd like to thank Nick Duvall, who sent out that notice, or Sally, about getting the cemetery records online, and Sally for putting them online. That's really a huge thing for city clerks. Know that you get a lot of calls in the spring, people wanting to know who's buried where and this and that. So this is a great step forward for the city to have this available for folks now, especially with Memorial Day coming and everything. So that's really great. And yes, thank you for the city crews. My part of town seems like the streets were cleared off nicely. And I understand the lady with the filled-in driveway, because we all get calls about that too. But unfortunately, it's not something that can be not done. So sorry about that. But otherwise, Third Ward is doing well, I think.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Isla. For council's information, what do I have coming up? A successful ABI legislative policy update I attended at Des Moines last week, and then regular meetings for myself, including the Semco landfill tomorrow. We do have a meeting tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, with some representation from the railroad and public safety and others to ask some questions. I know there's been some desire from the press to attend, but I just have to wait. We're going to ask some questions for what the impact, just more specifics about the impact for our community, and we'll have an update for everyone after that. That's on Thursday. And other information, just regular meetings. I have a chamber meeting, the central meeting, that meeting, all of them, all the fun meetings.
I'm sorry, I forgot one thing. Yeah. Tomorrow at Dodici's, please eat there if you have a chance, because the money, they're giving part of the money from the dinners and lunch and supper to the downtown lighting project. So if you can support that, there'd be a good way to do that. So.
Very good. Thank you for the plug for them.
Yes, the Iowa Great Places application is available. I've been talking about this for a year. Our committee met for a good 6 to 8 months, gathering information. We had this document, and then they put us on hold. So now, finally, it's open. The application is due May 2nd. And there is a webinar tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If you're interested, I can send you the link. And we're going to be activating the committee again soon. And maybe, and Sally and Deanna and maybe some other people, we'd like to maybe get together and go over what we have as far as information, update it, maybe some additions or whatever. But so that we can really get going on that application. If we are designated an Iowa Great Place, it opens a source of funding. Also, it kind of puts us on the map, and we can use the little logo, and it's kind of a new thing. Also, the Hota Moto Committee is doing some interesting things to promote tourism. We had a group from and KCII did a great story on this. It's the Barn Quilts. And a group of students at the middle school, talented and gifted class. They're going to do mini versions of these and put them around town next summer. And they're also going to undertake the restoration of some of the old ones that are around the county that are in bad shape, and maybe apply for a grant for free paint from a program with the state. So we meet every month, and so we're getting some good projects going. That's all.
Thank you, Millie. Steve.
First off, Deanna, welcome to our show.
Thank you. This is okay. Quite the inaugural evening for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd also like to say good job to Nick. I've had 3 or 4 people that have commented about being able to find where their relatives were buried. They had no clue. One of them was even in the wrong side of the cemetery, didn't know where they were at. Okay, so Nick, good job. Okay, Sally, Kelsey, I gotta stand up and say.
Yeah.
You girls really kicked it, and I'm very proud of you.
And way to go, Kelsey, on the budget.
Yeah. Well,
I haven't seen it yet.
But yeah, good job, ladies. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that team. Big team.
I will say I concur. You ladies have done an amazing job. I mean, this has gone on longer than we anticipated, and it has been harder than I think anybody thought it would be. But you guys have done such an amazing job, and bravo. I know you're putting a ton of extra hours, and we appreciate everything you've done for our community. Deanna, welcome. We are so happy you are here. One of the things I wanted to say, a couple of things. I also wanted to just give some props to the roads guys for the plowing over the weekend. Thank you. So the conversation during, I know we can't talk about this, but for the funding of the excluded workers, I just wanted to say this decision will probably be made after I'm no longer on council. I do just want to be clear. I'm not opposed to this idea. I do think, I realized that you all didn't have to deal with the pandemic in the same way. So I will say that we worked very hard with a lot of community members who didn't have a lot of other resources. And our immigrant community was really, really impacted bike a little bit, much more so than, much more disproportionately than the rest of our community, without a lot of resources, and often felt very helpless to figure out ways that I could help them besides just bringing them food. So I do think that there's value because they generate a lot of value to our community, and a lot of the things that make our day-to-day lives work is because of these people in our community. So I will
thank you for that. Although, I mean, you mentioned that we can't take action.
No, I know.
I'm glad to receive your comments, especially in light of your coming transition.
So yes.
Thank you, Danielle.
And I will just say, just something to be thinking about is what the, my caveat is, however, I don't know what the logistics would be. So, anyway, one other comment that I wanted to make was in response. I know I responded to Sally's email and I CC'd you, Jaren, when Sally had sent the comment about the water fluoridation.
Oh, yeah.
Adding fluoride. We do not need to add fluoride to our water. We have a naturally occurring fluoridated water with 1.4. The reverse osmosis system currently pulls out more fluoride than is... So
membranes. Oh, sorry. We were just touring, and we're talking about all of the elements of the RO system. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, it pulls out more of the fluoride, so it puts it down to about 0.43 when you would recommend a 0.7. We are in a dental shortage area. You can't get a Medicaid kid into the dentist unless you are willing to wait for months. So I really think it's important that we think about how we can problem solve on this differently. I've had conversations pre-pandemic with both Brent and Kyle about how if we invested in a better water pump and we added more raw water to the treated water, we could get that fluoride level up to 0.7, which would help with dental caries for young kids. There is a Delta Dental grant of $25,000 that I have contacts that have already said, like, yes, this would be a project that would be approved of. I think that we should look at that rather than saying we should not do this project. We absolutely should, because 0.43 and 0.7, you might as well have the moon. I have talked to my successor at Washington County Public Health about this particular project, but I would really hate to see this go undone when there are resources and there is such a need in this community.
Thank you, Danielle.
That's all I have. I will make a motion to adjourn.
Motion from Danielle and the second from Steve to adjourn tonight's meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. Thank you.